This is GQDN for November the 15th, 2022. Brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about Nerf and Cyberpunk with a new expansion? Overwatch 2, But today, we start with the ongoing Call of Duty saga. DualShockers.com did report that Phil Spencer is willing to keep Call of Duty on PlayStation for a long, long time. At Tom Warren on Twitter did say, Microsoft's Xbox chief has settled Call of Duty on PlayStation debate once and for all. Appearing on The Verge's Decoder podcast, Spencer says he's open to, quote, a longer-term commitment that Sony would be comfortable with. The full details are on The Verge, which is what we're rolling into now. Because Spencer didn't just say that. He's got a few things here. First quote is, it's not about at some point, I pull the rug underneath PlayStation 7's legs, and it's, aha, you just didn't write the contract long enough. There is no contract that could be written that says forever, unquote. That's all Phil Spencer saying. Further quote, this idea that we would write a contract that says the word forever in it, I think is a little bit silly. But to make a longer-term commitment that Sony would be comfortable with, regulators would be comfortable with, I have no issue with that at all. So, with all that said, how long should the contract be? That's a good question. Maybe we'll talk about that in the weekly show. But we go back to DualShockers, and we talk more about Xbox because in their transparency report, 4.78 million Xbox users were suspended in the first half of 2022. That's basically because they violated some of the console's rules and policies. But over 7 million enforcement actions were taken in the first half of 2022, with well over half of those enforcements relating to either cheating or inauthentic accounts. So all that's very interesting. Microsoft has also revealed over 33 million reports in the first half of 2022, which is less than 52 million reports in the same period of 2021. So, interesting stuff, if you're into those type of numbers. Now we get to Forbes.com and they are reporting that Overwatch 2, the mid-season patch, has been delayed. Which means there is no May for a while longer. In fact, Blizzard did say at 2 p.m. Eastern Time today, due to a critical issue, quote, we will provide an update here and set the patch live as soon as the problem is addressed, unquote. And that was all in the Blizzard forum post. So, May will not be available until that is fixed. So when will this issue be fixed? We'll let you know. Now we go to DualShockers again, because they are reporting that Phantom Liberty for Cyberpunk 2077 will be a paid DLC expansion. So what we know about Cyberpunk is that had a very horrid launch, but the game got better through different patches and different fixes. I haven't played it for a very long time, but this does get me thinking that maybe I should get into play it at some point. Maybe not yet. But because of all the patches and stuff, people have come back in, and now they're playing the game again. Well, since they're playing the game again, now an expansion will be arriving next year. So, what could happen there? That is something that we don't yet know. But when we find out, we'll let you know. What we do know is that Xbox, on the good side, will be coming out with games this week. And these games are dating from yesterday, November 14th, on through to November 18th. And the games are as follows. Keep in mind, if I say nothing at all, it will be for Series X and X, X and S, and Xbox One. Otherwise, I will be saying what series that it is. Okay, here's the list. MkPxel 3 coming out November 14th on Xbox Series X and S. Today, November 15th, Farming Simulator 22 Platinum Expansion, Farming Simulator 22 Platinum Edition, Somerville, Garfield Lasagna Party, Ruby Arofel on Xbox Series X and S, Pentiment, Siberia, The World Before, Xbox Series X and S, Doctor Who, The Edge of Reality, and The Lonely Assassins on Xbox One, Bravery and Greed on Xbox One. Tomorrow, Call of Duty Warzone 2.0, Super Chicken Jumper, Finding the Soul Orb, Xbox Series X and S, Star Sand, My Fantastic Ranch, Goat Simulator 3, As Far as the Eye, Xbox One. Some of these I've already said before on yesterday. I think this is more of an update though. Hey, if I said it yesterday, I say it again today. I apologize. Anyway, Friday, November the 18th, The Dark Pictures Anthology, The Devil in Me, Heidelberg, 1693, Grapple Dog, Xbox Series X and S, and Bubble the Walking Box, Xbox One. We end today. Oh boy, Nerf did it, because they made Jinx's Fishbones, and Fishbones is a gun. All Nerf, and they showed a video to it, and it shows how it shoots. You can open the mouth up to shoot the projectiles out, and it does look really, really good there for kids. It really, really does. I do not see a price on it just yet. Oh no, yes I do. My bad. It retails for $170. Yes, it's that well detailed. And you can get it from Amazon.com or directly from Nerf at HasbroPulse.com. So, yes, that looks very, very interesting. Good luck with keeping up with all the projectiles, all the Nerf bullets. Oh boy. Well, anyway, time to go. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2022. Kids will be kids. All rights are reserved. What can you do? But go play some games, people. Oh boy, Nerf. Thank you.